Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If you can't create a good economy and you're a Democrat, just fake it. Churn a whole bunch of fake stats out, tell the world everything's fine, and then just try to hold it together till the election. Folks, this is a remarkable time in America. Investors the world over, from Taiwan to Indonesia to India, all learned something critical these last couple of months, particularly in this last jobs report. You can't trust what the American government says about anything financial, especially not when it's near election time. Because America's agencies, not just the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, but even the Bureau of Labor Statistics have been weaponized to elect Democrats and to not give a damn about anything else. Folks, if you're an investor or you know anything about investing, you know this. There are plenty of resource-rich third world countries, but nobody invests in those, at least not much. Why? Because you cannot trust the statistics the government puts out. You can't believe the job creation numbers, the GDP numbers, so you can't invest. It's simply too risky. Well, America is beginning to behave like a third world country. Really, honestly, it's reminiscent of the former USSR, where everything, every statistic that came out had one purpose: to keep the party in power. Everybody knew their statistics were fake. In fact, we joked about them. There was Saturday Night Live skits about USSR, government economic statistics. Well, America's statistics are like that now, and the world's investors are beginning to catch on to the fact that we may be having a jobs apocalypse. But the extent of the lying and the gaslighting that we found out about just in the last few weeks is shocking. At least 11 of the last 15 jobs reports were fake. They've now been revised lower. The June jobs report has already been revised lower two times. A major red flag. Look, folks, if you've watched finance or you're an investor. You know jobs reports get adjusted, but they normally get adjusted up a few thousand, down a few thousand. It's not all down, and it's not by massive increments. I'll tell you how they do it. Each month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, looking to gaslight Americans to help Joe and now Kamala get elected, would report headline-grabbing job creation numbers, then quietly cut them dramatically in the months after that, knowing that the mainstream media wouldn't headline it. Here's an example. The Bureau of Labor Statistics initially said there were 206,000 jobs created in June, which was treated as good news because it beat economists' expectations. Since then, there have been two subsequent downward revisions. That job growth for June, now just 118,000. Wait, they said it was 206,000. Yeah. Now we're at 118,000 and dropping like a stone. That's job growth overestimation in June of 42% so far. What about July? Bureau of Labor Statistics said 114,000 jobs were created in July. But then it slashed that to 89,000, a 22% cut, with more believed to be coming down the pike. It's been going on all year. Like, take January, when the Bureau of Labor Statistics said 353,000 jobs were created. Now it says it's probably more like 256,000. The April jobs number, 175,000 new jobs. Now it says it might have been more like 108,000. To add it all up, in the first just 7 months of the year, the scam inflated job growth by a shocking 365,000 jobs. But the downward revisions continue. And we now know for last year, this was the scandal of 2 weeks ago, 818,000 jobs were fake last year. Basically, about 30% of jobs were fake. Now, you might want to sit down for this part. Add it all up. And how many fake jobs has the Biden-Harris administration claimed that did not actually exist since Biden took office? 1.5 million fake jobs. Donald Trump has accused them of fraudulently manipulating the job statistics for political reasons. That's exactly what's going to happen. And folks, we're going to hit a point where investment in this country is going to take a nosedive. You cannot trust the statistics coming out of our federal government. It has now been weaponized to do one thing: elect Democrats. Folks, when you're talking about months here where we created 89,000 jobs, just 118,000 jobs, 108,000 jobs, do you know how many illegal immigrants we've been letting into the country each month? Usually somewhere around 100 to 225,000 every month. What do these numbers suggest? The math here doesn't work. We don't have jobs for these illegal immigrants. If they're going to stay here and vote Democrat, which is why they're being brought here, they're going to have to stay here on welfare, or we're going to have to put the same number of American workers they've displaced on welfare. That big lie, well, we need them here to do the jobs Americans won't do. We don't have the jobs Americans won't do. We don't have enough jobs for Americans. But the jobs apocalypse is so much worse than that. Listen to this from the Wall Street Journal. This is a shocking stat. I've been thinking about it for a couple of days since I heard it. August continued the trend that half of new jobs created were either in government or in healthcare and social assistance categories that are heavily funded by government. Meanwhile, employers shed jobs in manufacturing, 24,000 of those in August. Retail, 11,000 of those are gone. And information, another 7,000 jobs gone. Think about that. Half the jobs left are government funded or government created. Folks, that's communism. This is why we have to print money like we do. We're spending too much. Yeah, but the jobs aren't real. Folks, this whole thing is fake. And we're undergoing an apocalypse in manufacturing in terms of jobs. Here's E.J. Antoni, economist, explaining.
So manufacturing is clearly down. That sector is clearly in recession itself. Whether you look at the purchasing manager indexes or you look at the surveys from the different regional Federal Reserve banks, that sector has been declining literally for 2 years now. In terms of the broader economy, though, I think there's a very strong likelihood we're eventually going to backdate a recession to right around this time.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But it's worse than that. Under Biden-Harris, Americans are being shoved aside in favor of foreigners. All part of the same lie that we have so many jobs. We just got to bring people here to fill them. That's not actually what's going on. What's going on is that massive pools of foreign labor, whether illegal immigrants or people coming in on visas, are being brought into the American workplace to flood the market and depress wages at every single income level. It's the deliberate impoverishment of the American people. Democrat policies cause it, and it is why 80% of Wall Street donations now go to Democrats. When I started doing this about 20 years ago, it was slightly more than 50% of donations. Political donations went to Democrats. This is why. You're watching an aristocracy grind down the middle class. And here is the shocking result. I about fell off my chair when Dana Perino reported this today on Fox News.
Immigration's impact on the jobs market. Native-born American workers are losing their jobs rapidly. Foreigners now make up a quarter of the U.S. workforce.
How'd that happen this fast? It happened really over the last year. Listen to these shocking numbers. Year over year, so August to August, like August 2023 to August 2024, 635,000 foreign-born workers gained jobs, while 1.3 million native-born America workers lost their jobs. Here's what's happening, according to Fox News.
Under Bidenomics, more and more the jobs being created are part-time jobs, and the full-time jobs are going to foreign-born workers. Now, in August, and this last jobs report, it shows this, that foreign-born workers gained 635,000 more jobs than in July, while native-born workers lost 1.3 million jobs. And this number includes mainly people working here legally. Still, the Biden-Harris administration is trying to expand work permits for people claiming asylum and just walked across the southern border.
Yeah, that's why Harris has been able to raise $500 million a month, a new fundraising record. The people profiting off of the suppression of wages from these immigration policies that flood the market with way too many workers, making everyone simultaneously poorer and poorer and poorer and putting downward pressure on wages, artificially. The people profiting from that are shiny shoes, Wall Street financiers, major corporations, and their big hedge fund investors. They make bank and they pay Democrats well for it. Why isn't it showing, though? I mean, this is truly a jobs apocalypse. This is a disaster. America can't continue this way. We are going to have massive swaths of poverty. The middle class will be obliterated. Why isn't this showing, though? The way that we keep job data in this country, if a middle management manufacturing job disappears, a full-time job, but a part-time table-bussing job appears. Well, those are counted the same. Full-time and part-time jobs in our numbers are counted the same. They're not weighted any differently. This is hidden, the manufacturing jobs apocalypse. Fox News explained that too this morning.
Also, the latest jobs report shows the economy added 527,000 part-time jobs, while the number of full-time jobs decreased by 438,000. The defense for all of this is basically a job is a job.
Yep, that's the Biden administration's position. Now, it doesn't matter if we're hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs and have been for 2 years. Look at all these great part-time jobs waiting tables. Yeah, you'll be poor, but we can still say that we created a job. So what does it matter? Which segues nicely into the next part of our podcast. Elon Musk pointing out over the weekend, we have now reached $36 trillion in debt. And that's historic because, as Elon Musk tweeted over the weekend, interest payments on the national debt are now higher than the entire Defense Department budget and rising. We are now on pace for over $1.2 trillion in interest to be paid on the debt every 12 months. That's a quarter of all the money, the tax money that the government takes in, a quarter of it going just to pay interest payments. Which brings us to Russian disinformation. Wait. How's that related? Take a look at this list published by Fox News of what the Justice Department now claims is potential Russian disinformation. Number one, record inflation. Number two, unaffordable prices for food. Number three, risk of job loss for white Americans. In other words, you do what I just did on this podcast. Say, oh my gosh, 25% of the American labor force is now foreigners. And finally, privileges for people of color. Those were the four key categories you are not supposed to speak of anymore because you might be a potential Russian disinformer. Remember that press conference last week, the one where they listed several conservative pundits and said, hey, because their podcasts are owned by Tenet Media and that's partially Russian funded, ergo they're Russian disinformers. Yeah, after that, the Department of Justice, with the FBI director sitting right next to them, announced again, Russian disinformation topics now include record inflation, unaffordable prices for food, and the risk of job loss for white Americans. In other words, you can't talk about how the Biden-Harris administration is deliberately flooding the labor market with more people than there are jobs in order to suppress wages. You can't talk about how, since half the jobs now our government jobs, we have to print the money to pay for them. You can't talk about how unaffordable that makes food because of inflation. In other words, you can't argue against the Ponzi scheme that is the economic plan of the Democrats, or you will be a Russian disinformer and thus subject to being silenced as such, according to the DOJ. It's uncanny, isn't it? Essentially, the FBI and the DOJ just outlawed talking about the Biden administration and Harris administration economic policies as Russian disinformation. And who will be doing the censoring of this Russian disinformation? The DOJ, the same people dubbing it Russian disinformation. Remember this clip, folks, this is the most important thing Kamala Harris has ever told us about how she would govern. Do you remember this in that NAACP speech in 2019 when she said, she will direct the DOJ to censor misinformation. That's the same people saying, if you don't like the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden economic agenda, you can't speak of it because it's Russian disinformation. Yep, those people. Here's Kamala Harris telling us in 2019 exactly how she's going to put this censorship regime in place using the Department of Justice.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.